at 11:01. According to the WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. Now at 11:03, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still here with your freeform radio station, WMFO in Medford. I'm Pete. I'm not Belinda. I'm part of the parade of not Belindas. And this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two of the silliest hours in radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at. And we have been double dog daring you since 1990 on Bubbles in the Think Tank. Welcome to everybody who has tuned in. It is a privilege and a pleasure and an honor always to sit in this chair at 11 p.m. on a Saturday night. And it is evermore a privilege to be able to help out Belinda and her in her extended assignment abroad. That's the story. But in any case, you guys are the best. This is my favorite time of the whole radio calendar schedule week at WMFO, except of course for my usual time slot, which is 6 to 7 on Friday mornings, and I knew all along. However, this is a very close second.
Did you miss me when I was away? Did you hang my picture on your wall? Did you miss me every single day? I thought you couldn't see me at all. Did you love me in your own little way? Did you tell that naughty boy not to call? Did you love me in your own little world? I thought you didn't see me at all. I thought you didn't see me at all. Hello, hello.
Did you miss me while I was gone? Did you hug your pillow in your bed? Did you kiss me all night long? And tell them every word that I said. Did you want me to come back again? Did you know I'd been so far away? Do you want me? Did you tell your friends to think about me every day? To think about me every day. Hello. Did you miss me?
Hey, cats, it's 4 o'clock in the morning. I just left the VVS studios. Here we are in Harlem. Everybody's here but the police, and they'll be here any minute. It's high time, so catch the song. Here it is. I dreamed about a reefer 5 feet long. A mighty mess, but not too strong. You'll be high, but not for long. If you're a viper, I'm the king of everything. I gotta be high before I swing. Let the bells ring, ding dong ding. If you're a viper, say you know you're high when your throat gets dry. Everything's dandy. Oh, yes, you run down to the candy store. Bust your conch on peppermint candy. Then you know your little brown body scent. You don't give a darn if you don't pay rent. Cause the sky's high. So am I, yes, yes. Yes, I vibe a bit. Well, I'm gonna vibe a bit on 88 now. Oh, stop it, darling. I didn't know you cared. That's enough now. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Let me dream now. That's a killer. Yes, baby. You better nix out on the sidelines there. My wife's in here tonight. She don't vibe either. You know, get away. Are you kidding? Oh, dear. Say you know you're high. Yes, I know I'm high. Cause everything is fine and dandy. Yes, gone down to the candy store. Get me Wrigley's awesome peppermint candy. I love it, I love it, I love it. Yes, baby, but my body's sin. I ain't worried about no rent. Get away from me, you hussy. Yeah. I'm tired, so have I. I'm going to lay down and relax. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Thank you.
Last years of the 19th century, that human affairs were being watched from the timeless worlds of space. No one could have dreamed we were being scrutinized as someone with a microscope studies creatures that swarm and multiply in a drop of water. Few men even considered the possibility of life on other planets. And yet, across the gulf of space, minds immeasurably superior to ours regarded this Earth with envious eyes. And slowly and surely, they drew their plans against us.
Well, here we are. Here we are, you and me and everybody you know, all up late on Saturday night when we would all be otherwise tucked into bed. Here we are, perhaps some of you tucked into bed with only the warm glow of the radio to light your way through the night. And that's why I'm here. That's why I came down. Tonight's bedtime story is brought to us by Jeff Wayne. Behind me here is a bit of Jeff Wayne's musical version of War of the Worlds, a wonderful 1978 creation of an epic rock opera of the Jules H.G. Wells classic. But I will also say that probably the best thing about it is that somehow he got Richard Burton to narrate. Before that, we had Pete Townsend with our World Cup song of the night, Football Fugue, from 1987's Another Scoop, one of several items that Pete Townsend did with his father-in-law, Edwin Astley, with orchestral arrangements and whatnot. That one, of course, being about orchestras taking the field, the soccer field, and going at it. Prior to that, we had a little snippet from Pete Townsend's Scoop. First we had another Scoop. First we had Scoop and then another Scoop. These are outtake albums of his. His Piano Tipperary bit, little snippet, nugget, crumb. Prior to that, we had Fats Waller with another timely song. If you're a Viper, for those of you in Massachusetts, there's no reason why we should have anything to fear or hide with that song, but anyway. We opened up the set, of course, with Hello Band and Hello Hello from 1993's Hello Recording Club sampler. It is good to be back. It's so good to be back here with you guys. Nobody posts regular interaction with me at 6 a.m. on Fridays. You have no idea. I'm not awake ever when I'm on the radio. But I am now. You guys are getting me full strength, full speed ahead. And I know one of you does comment at 6 in the morning, and I apologize. Not nobody. Anyway, let's move this thing along, shall we?
Of August, a huge mass of luminous gas erupted from Mars and sped towards Earth. Across 200 million miles of void, invisibly hurtling towards us, came the first of the missiles that were to bring so much calamity to Earth. As I watched, there was another jet of gas. It was another missile, starting on its way. Spurting out from Mars, bright green, drawing a green mist behind it, a beautiful but somehow disturbing sight. Ogilvy, the astronomer, assured me we were in no danger. He was convinced there could be no living thing on that remote, forbidding planet.
The chances of anything coming from Mars are a million to one, he said. The chances of anything coming from Mars are a million to one, but still they come.
Then came the night the first missile approached Earth. It was thought to be an ordinary falling star, but next day there was a huge crater in the middle of the common. And Ogilvy came to examine what lay there. A cylinder, 30 yards across, glowing hot, and with faint sounds of movement coming from within. Suddenly the top began moving, rotating, unscrewing. And Ogilvy feared there was a man inside trying to escape. He rushed to the cylinder, but the intense heat stopped him before he could burn himself on the metal.
The chances of anything coming from Mars are a million to one, he said. The chances of anything coming from Mars are a million to one, but still they come. Yes, the chances of anything coming from Mars are a million to one, he said.
Totally incredible to me now that everyone spent that evening as though it were just like any other. From the railway station came the sound of shunting trains, ringing and rumbling, softened almost into melody by the distance. It all seemed so safe and tranquil.
Bless America again. You know, like you did way back when it all began. You blessed her then, but we just sort of kind of took it for granted and never did ask again. So just hold her hand, God, that's all. And if she should stumble, please don't let her fall.
Again, you see all the trouble that she's in. Wash her.
You know, I don't understand everything I read and hear about what's wrong with America.
You see all the trouble.
But when you don't have a lot of book learning, I guess there's a lot of things you don't understand. But let me say this, God. She's like a mother to me. And all I am or ever hope to be, I owe to you and to her.
Wash her pretty face. Dry.
「真夜中に輝く」 うせ人生は吸ったもんだメタモルフォーゼ視界45度危険360度に危険思い出す何でもありいいものはいいいいさらばありプラットフォームシューズのかかとが折れて歩けないなんとかどうにかこうにかここまで来たのかスローでローでラフなんとか人それぞれ価値観まちまち変化激しいこの街もう幾度目かの神経衰弱蹴散らせマイクでライムして感覚巡り巡ってここでも震う都市銀融詩人グルーヴ
Good people of the night, my friends of the darkness, people of the deepest and most coveted hours of the radio. Thank you once again for tuning in to Bubbles in the Think Tank. Yet again, I am not Belinda, I am Pete, filling in for Belinda and enjoying every minute. As I pointed out to those of you following along on the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook group, the online chat condominium of the listeners of this fine show, somebody left a whole bunch of coffee here, a box of Joe, and I don't really need coffee at 11 o'clock at night, but when you do 2 hours of radio, you sometimes you worry a little, try to get ahead of it. And I couldn't find coffee on my way here, just a sip or two. And there it was. So to the magic elves, to the coffee elves that have been prancing about here, and then I want to say thank you. We just heard a little themed set for the 4th of July week. Currently behind me, the bed music over which I'm blabbering is, of course, MFSB, the Philadelphia International House Band, with Philadelphia Freedom, a song, a cover of the Elton John song named after the Philadelphia Freedom team tennis team, done as a favor to his friend, Billie Jean King, who was an integral part of that team tennis team. We just heard from the Pizzicato 5 with Statue of Liberty from 1994's Overdose. It is entirely in Japanese, so I cannot tell you anything about what that song is about. I am assuming it is about the Statue of Liberty. Before that, we had Ween with Freedom of 76 from Chocolate and Cheese. Their excellent album from 1994. Did you know Mannequin was filmed at Woolworths? Now you know. Thanks to Ween and thanks to the power of modern radio. And we opened up that set with Loretta Lynn and Conway Twitty's God Bless America Again from 1972, a song that first came to my attention from that cinematic tour de force that had opened Michael Moore's only comedy film, Canadian Bacon, the movie that killed John Candy. It was too much bacon, straight to the heart. In any case, I hope you guys all enjoyed your 4th of July week and weekend. Which weekend did you take as your long weekend? The one before or the one after? The Wednesday means you get to choose. Or maybe you didn't have a good one the first time, so you took the second half to try again. We're all about second chances down here at Bubbles in the Think Tank and at WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Going back in the alley, and I kept rolling them seven and winning all them pots. My luck was so good I could do no wrong. I just kept on rolling and controlling them bones. Finally they just threw up their hand and said, when you hot, you hot. I said, yeah. When you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not. Just getting ready to roll them again when I heard something behind me. I turned around and there was a big old cop. He said, hello, boy. Then he gave us a grin and said, look like I'm gonna have to haul y'all in and keep all that money for evidence. I said, well, son, when you hot, you hot. He said, yeah, when you're hot, you're hot.
When you're not, you're not.
You can explain it all down in City Hall. I said, yeah, when you're hot, hot, you're hot. In the court, I couldn't believe my eyes. The judge was a fishing buddy that I recognized. I said, hey, judge, old buddy, old pal, I'll pay you that $100 if you get me out of this spot. So he gave my friend a little fine to pay. He turned around and grinned at me and said, 90 days, Jerry, when you hot, you hot. And I said, thanks a lot.
When you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not.
He let my friend go free and throw the book at me. He said, well, when you're hot, you're hot. I said, well, I'll tell you one thing.
Spurs the jingle too, a song that I had only sang to just a few. She saw my silver spurs and said, let's pass some time, and I will give to you summer wine. Whoa, summer wine.
Strawberries, cherries, and an angel's kiss in spring. My summer wine is really made from all these things. Take off your silver spurs and help me pass the time, and I will give to you summer wine.
Heavy and my lips, they could not speak. I tried to get up, but I couldn't find my feet. She reassured me with an unfamiliar line, and then she gave to me more summer wine. Oh, oh, summer wine.
Strawberries, cherries, and an angel's kiss in spring.
fell twice its size. She took my silver spurs, a dollar and a dime, and left me craving for more summer wine. Summer wine.
Strawberries, cherries, and an angel's kiss in the spring. My summer wine is really made from all these things.
You know, The things they don't teach you in radio are things like, don't plan your set around the weather. Don't plan anything around the weather. In fact, if you live in the greater Boston area, like I do, because it will only guarantee it will change. I can almost promise you that it will rain tonight, for example, even though I haven't looked at a weather forecast in quite a while. I know this because my laundry is hanging out on the clothesline because I did not bring it in before it got dark. Also, it is not hot out. After a scorcher of a 7 days, it is now, geez, it's probably in the 60s out there. It got into the 50s last night. But lo and behold, the heat is fresh in our minds, and it is looming and lurking in the near future. So it's good that I'm playing hot butter right now with the legendary popcorn. One of only 25 instrumentals to ever top the Billboard Top 100. If you can name the other 24 and post it to the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook group before the show is over, you can have all this cold coffee that's here. We just heard from First Base with Don't Let Me Down This Summer from 2013's First Base. That was easy. Before that, we had XTC with Heatwave from 1978's White Music. I love XTC. If you like silly and fun and wild power post-punk pop songs, man, those first few XTC albums are just, they're just great. Before that, we had Lee Hazelwood and Nancy Sinatra with the legendary Summer Wine. That's a song that I think Lee Hazelwood recorded with every woman he ever met. But Lee always added a little something new for everybody when they came in. Improvement and innovation was Lee Hazelwood's mark of fame. Somehow I have ended up with something like 22 Lee Hazelwood albums. So if you ever tune into my show on Friday mornings, you hear a lot of it because, I don't know, why not? If you've got it, play the Lee Hazelwood. So before that, we of course opened up the set with Jerry Reed and When You're Hot, You're Hot from 1971. I'm sweating in here in an air-conditioned studio. I suspect that somebody was fiddling with the controls. I bet it was those kids. Those kids who come in here and they use all the equipment like they're grown-up DJs. And apparently leave me coffee, so they're all right. They're okay. Well, you know, I know that Belinda gives you guys a heads up as to when to expect the radio obituaries. I didn't even mention it because I don't know when that's going to happen. It's coming up soon. It's coming up, in fact, after this next set. So stay tuned. There's a lot of people dying these days, and you don't want to miss any of it.
Now, you ain't crazy. I know you ain't crazy. You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me. Now, I'm giving it to you like it is. You ain't never, never in your life have you heard a disc jockey come through here like me. So when you call up here, don't call up here talking about you a good disc jockey or you the best. You know what? You know how y'all talk, you know. You know how you talk that I ever heard. Know what I mean? Because I'm telling you, don't call me no disc jockey because I'm not a disc jockey. I'm a human radio station. I'm the transmitter. I'm the tower. I'm the turntables. I'm the building. I'm every doggone thing.
like to do a tune off my next demo. Back to reality here. My railroad Bill was a hard-living man. He used to take his women two at a time. Everyone agreed he was the baddest engineer that ever driven down the Santa Fe line. His name was known from the folks back home to the tippy top of Telegraph Hill. And all the little boys, when they were sneaking cigarettes, they used to dream about the railroad Bill.